What's up, everybody? It is Joshua, and I'm bringing you another installment, a quick installment of the Final X Legends podcast. I got a brilliant billion-dollar writer right here. I want to introduce you all into someone that I believe has the talents to crack the top 100 yet again. His book has, you know, toppled on Amazon, and I really want to be able to, you know, spread the knowledge and the wisdom of Mr. Ronnie Ashmore. Mr. Ronnie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on and giving me this opportunity.
It's my honor. You know, you sound like someone I worked with when I was in Georgia. Someone that taught me, like, I basically learned from this man how to, like, you know, do all interior kind of work, you know, quarter round, drywall, you know, building floor truss, installing, you know, laminate flooring, tile flooring. Like, one thing I'll do, I'll pat myself on the back about is I know how to build a house from the ground up. Thank the Lord. And I just want to say your voice reminds me of him and is very soothing. And I appreciate that. I actually, listening to your voice, I feel like you should get into, like, you know, doing like audiobook readings and stuff like that. It might make some good money on the side doing that.
I either make it rich or I bore people to sleep. So no. It could be a cure for insomnia too. We never know.
Hey, you never know. Don't say that like it's a bad thing, because someone like me, I don't sleep very often. My body literally operates off of 3.5 hours of sleep, but it requires things, huh?
I said, I hear you. I get about 4 myself. Yep.
And I need things, soothing voices and soothing music to be able to go to sleep and whatnot. So, would you be willing to tell us about your creative works? You know, do you make music? Do you write? Do you also, you know, do anything else aside from writing?
I'm currently trying to write and get my author platform up and running. I'm currently trying to get my books out there, my stories. And I have one that was released last summer. And then I've got a few more coming out this year. I've got a nonfiction police leadership book, since that's my background, is police.
Ooh, I like
law
that.
Enforcement. And then I've got 2 others coming out this year.
Okay. What genre do you cater towards?
I prefer crime fiction, mm-hmm. and westerns.
Ooh, you know, you don't see too many good westerns anymore, you know, so I really like that. So let me ask you this. Does writing these westerns and crime fiction, do they energize you or do they exhaust you? Like, do you feel like when you're writing, you're more energized, or do you feel when you're done, you're just more exhausted and tired?
No, I'm good to go. I find that once I start the writing process, I don't want to quit unless I, you know, hit a wall for that day. But then the next day, I'm always energized to get back in there and finish my target. So it energizes me. It energizes me a lot more than my real job does.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Like, it's because, you know, sometimes I meet a lot of writers who, you know, they make it seem like writing is a chore to them. And it's good to hear somebody say that it gives them life. It gives them, you know, it gives them mission. It gives them purpose.
Absolutely. I want to see what my characters are going to do next, because I don't know. I pants my way through the story. And I want to see what's going to happen next, just as much as if I was reading, you know, a different book or somebody else's work. I want to know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Speaking of other books and other works, what's your favorite, you know, book, and what's your favorite movie?
Favorite book is Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry.
Mm.
That book is probably in the paperback form, I don't know, 1,200 pages. And it was one of the few that I've been disappointed when I reached the end of it. And, you know, I read it 25, 30 years ago, and it still stays with you. Favorite movie is probably Lonesome Dove as well, because Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Duvall, man, they were just magic.
Oh, man. Good old classic. Tommy Lee Jones. You can't go wrong with a good Tommy Lee Jones movie. You really can't.
He's pretty good.
For real. Pretty good. You said you was disappointed by the ending, yet it's still your favorite book. How does that work?
Well, not the ending itself. I was just disappointed that it ended. I felt that, you know, there was more story to tell about Woodrow, and I guess he eventually did with Streets of Laredo, but there was just something about that Lonesome Dove and those characters that you didn't want to, at least for me as a reader, I didn't want to let go.
Very true. I definitely could understand that feeling and whatnot. You know, would you say that you have like any like, you know, wisdom or advice that you could give to some of our listeners?
I don't know if I'm in the position to give wisdom or advice or anything like that. I don't know that I've had enough success doing what I'm doing yet to give advice, except to just do it. Just write. It doesn't matter if it's if you're trying to do word count or if you're going by whatever your goal is. Just try to meet your goal every day. I don't do word count. I don't care how many words I write a day. I just go by.
I like that.
Pages. I try to get 6 pages a day.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. I'm very impressed with this. I like the fact that you focus on crime, you know, dramas and westerns and whatnot. So it's a genre that invokes a very high, you know, psychological mindset. You know, crime thrillers, I love when there's like a battle between, you know, a good detective and a good criminal or whatnot. Like, I mean, my youngest brother writes, you know, good fiction like that, and I've been trying to get him into it. So I'm actually gonna send him this podcast when we're done, because I want to be able to inspire that side of him, and maybe he can reach out and connect with you or anybody else out there that likes to write that genre. There's a lot that they could learn from you with your knowledge and experience.
I enjoyed a lot.
That's the thing. You enjoy it, so you have no problem. You'll generate a love for it that will be taught into those that come near you. That's why I want people to connect with you. So
that sounds inspiring.
Yeah, you're inspiring. You know, that's the purpose. I definitely want to get you connected with a lot of people. Can you tell us, you know, your websites or links, Amazon links, anything where we can find you?
I don't have a website. I'm still trying to, like I said, get that platform up and running. Amazon, you can get all the books that I have out so far and those that will come out in the future by searching my name, Ronnie Ashmore. And you'll find Family Secrets, which is book one of the Colby PD series. And you'll also find the Lessons on Leadership there. And you'll find the others in the future whenever they are released.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Just to let you guys know, I'm going to be leaving all the descriptions to those links that he just mentioned in the description of this podcast. Mr. Ronnie, once we're done here, please make sure to send me those so that way I can go ahead and make sure our fans, our wonderful listeners, get in touch with those links via the description. All righty?
I will do that.
Perfect. Well, everyone, I would
be glad to.
Heck yeah, they need to. Straight up. Everybody, that has been another quick installment of the Final X Legends podcast. This is Mr. Ronnie here that you guys can get in touch with. He's an amazing author. All his links will be in the description. This will not be the last time you guys hear from him. He will be back on the show very soon to tell you guys about his newest installments and his latest works, as well as a lot of the others that have already been out that you guys should go ahead and pick up, because we're going to be starting a good book club focusing on Westerns and crime thrillers that has not been established yet. So, you guys stay tuned, stay blessed. I hope you guys build great memories with your family. Be safe out there, guys. I love you all. Take care. Bye.